Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. At Café Zoetrope in San Francisco, Lidio Valdor, GM here. Good to see you, love. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for being here.
And of course, I'm happy because we have wine. What are we drinking?
Oh, we are right now having a director cut Pinot Noir from Francis Ford Coppola Winery. And it's a very nice Pinot. It's a light, but it has a lot of layers. And yes, it's a very enjoyable.
Chin chin.
Chin chin.
Here we go. My word. That is a gift from the gods right there, is it not?
Yeah. Yes, it's perfect for this time, yeah.
So Lydia, here we are, Café Zoetrope, North Beach, San Francisco, celebrating 20 years. We're going to talk about your journey here in just a bit. But first, let's go back home. Growing up, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Yeah.
Who was cooking in the family? And what was coming out of the kitchen? And what were your favorite dishes?
So we grew up, my mother was a doctor, and she didn't have a lot of time to cook, so we have a nanny who was cooking for my sister and myself, and my mother organized a menu, so we have every Monday a dish, every Tuesday another, and we have on Monday shepherd pie.
Wait, stop. We just talked about this. I cannot believe that the first dish you mention is the only... Listen, I've got hairs on my arm are standing on edge, because the only thing that my mom cooked that was any good was shepherd's pie. Made with lamb, not beef, because beef is cottage pie.
Yeah.
So tell me about your mom's shepherd's pie. What was it all about? What were the ingredients?
So we have beef, shepherd pie. I have raisins that I love it there. And we have, of course, the potatoes on top. But sometimes it could be, instead of potatoes, butternut squash mash. And it was a little variation there.
Yeah.
But yes, it was...
Shepherd's pie. Can't believe that I'm sitting with you and we're here at Zoetrope and we're talking about shepherd's pie.
Yes.
Now, you know, the Irish shepherd's pie is always cooked with lamb. And then in England, they call it cottage pie and they cook it with beef. It's the same thing, basically.
Yeah, but yeah. In Argentina, of course, like, beef is big.
Yeah.
So everything we convert to beef.
Sure.
So, yes.
Your mom didn't have a lot of time to cook because she was a doctor, but she did cook occasionally. Was the one dish that Mama cooked that to this day you still love?
I still remember the bread pudding she made, that because for me the bread pudding was exactly like that, and then I realized that it's her bread pudding. Basically, it was a very thin layer of bread pudding, and she blended the bread, so it was very smooth. It looked almost like a flan, and she put apricot jam on top, and then meringue.
Yeah, sure.
And she finished in the oven, so... And for me, always the bread pudding have to be like that. And then I learned that, no, the bread pudding could be something else.
You got the bread pudding that was fit for the royal family, because that's pretty extravagant, let me tell you.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know where she get the recipe or anything, but I still remember that.
In 2002, you came to America. This is after running restaurants in Argentina. When you were at college, you would... act as a server in a restaurant. So you got the bug early. You got the taste of working in a restaurant in Buenos Aires.
Yes. I started literally like after high school, I started in a restaurant working as a server at the same time that I'm going to school to have my degrees. And then I'm start to love the restaurant business, and I have the opportunity to be in every single station of the restaurant, so I realized that you know, this is exactly what I want. Yeah. So I decided not to you know, keep working in social communication, that it was the area that I was studying, yeah. and start to do a career in the restaurant business. Yeah.
Well, joyfully, you learned all those skills, so you know every job in the restaurant. You've been there, you've mm-hmm. done it. You come to America with your husband, 2002, and you begin a new life. What was it like for you first coming to America? What did you imagine life would be like, and what did it feel like when you got here?
So it was very hard at the beginning. I didn't have any expectations, or I thought that, okay, you know, I have my life already done, and I know everything. There is nothing new that I can learn. And basically,
I'm surprise.
Surprise. And it was a great feeling after 2 months, because I felt like I was 18 years old again.
Yeah. Brand new life, new beginning.
Totally. I felt, okay, you know, this is a totally new thing. I felt like out of school and ready for a new thing. And it's opened my mind, like, in an incredible way, that, you know, you can do this even if you're 70 years old.
Which you're not, by the way. Yeah. Much, much, much younger. So, Lydia, 2008, you see an ad in the newspaper, Cafe Zoetrope looking for a GM. You come, you get the job. First time you meet Francis Coppola. What were your expectations, and how was that first meeting?
So I was very nervous about meeting him, because I've been here for 4 months. I've been working here, and he was at the time shooting a movie in Buenos Aires.
How funny is that?
So it was another great coincidence.
Yeah.
I've been hearing stories about him for 4 or 5 months before I met him. The first thing when I heard he was coming to the restaurant, and he was entered the door, instead of being waiting for him to come and introduce himself and keep waiting, because I was literally waiting for four or five months,
yeah.
I jumped into him and said, "Hello, I'm Lydia." So, and yes, of course, you know, I've been hearing about him for not only the 4 or 5 months here, for all your life, you know, like, oh, Francis Ford Coppola, that I never in my life imagined being, like, working in America. You can imagine being working in America and yeah. meeting Francis Ford Coppola.
You're working in America, and you're working for one of the most celebrated, renowned, successful movie directors ever. And you're running his restaurant, and that's a big deal. You cooked a dish for him, which you cooked for me today. Tell us about the dish, and then tell me what Francis said about the dish when you cooked it for him.
So I cooked this dish. It's a malfatti that we have, you know, in Argentina. It's kind of common because it's a kind of bat than gnocchi, and it's not potatoes, it's ricotta cheese. And one day I created as a special, trying to have like a different tomato sauce, and I put a little cream in the tomato sauce, and I serve it, and he tried it, and he said, "It's good. It's your Argentinian gnocchi."
That's a good thing, right?
Yes.
So on the menu it goes, and it's been on the menu ever since, right?
It's been in the menu ever since, because people love it, yes.
So the secret sauce is what? Tell me about the sauce.
The sauce is basically a marinara tomato sauce, simple tomato sauce with basil, but they have a little touch of cream that is make it a little more smooth. And we call, in Argentina, we call this sauce like the pink sauce.
Yeah, the pink sauce?
Yeah.
And I love the menu. Here's what I love about the menu, Lydia. Of course, it's flavors of Italy, but some surprises. And this, your Argentinian version of your gnocchi, this menu takes us on a bit of a journey, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, because there is a, like, it's a basic Italian menu, but we have a lot of things that are not from Italy. We have the chilaquiles on the menu.
Hey, listen, come here, take a trip to Italy, take a trip to Mexico, take a little adventure to Argentina. That's part of the fun of it, right?
Yes, totally. And everything behind a dish have a story. And this is what I love about this place. You kind of start to talk about something. I keep talking about the menu, like the short ribs, they're from Argentina. And it's not because me, it's not I didn't put there. It's Francis who came back after being living there for a year, and he's asked me, can we put this in the menu? And I said, yes, of course. So we start to cook it. Or the muffaletta, that is New Orleans Italo
American. I love that.
That is, it was, when I started to work here, I never have a muffaletta in my life. I never tried one.
Oh my gosh. Muffaletta with ham, salami, mortadella, provolone, mozzarella. It goes on.
Yeah.
That's a meal right there.
It's a whole meal. And then we never sold the muffaletta. Like, it wasn't like a very big sell. So I was asking Francis at the time, Francis, I'm sorry, but you know, we are not selling the muffaletta, so may I check it out of the menu? And he said to me, if you are not selling it, it's because you are not doing it well. And I immediately said, probably you are right, because I never have an original one in my life. I don't know. I'm you know, following whatever it was there. Next day, I have a muffaletta coming to the cafe on the mail, fresh from Central Grocery in New Orleans. And then I tried the muffaletta. He was like picking up the phone, having the muffaletta here. And then, you know, I realized, like, yes, he was right. We are not making it properly, so... And then I realized that the bread was totally different. So I went to New Orleans and researched about the bread.
I think it was very important that you went to New Orleans, taking one for the team.
Yes. It was like, I said, okay, I'm checking that. And I went, like, I'm starting to research about the bread, because I said, oh, it's not. So I found the factory where they're having the bread there. I crashed into the factory, the back door, actually. I have a little video. And because there is, like, they don't have a customer service or anything, they kicked me out from the factory. But then I have all the information, so I could figure out how to have it here in San Francisco.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They must have thought you were a little crazy. You said, hi, I work with Francis Ford Coppola at his restaurant in San Francisco. I'm here to find out about your bread. They're like, what?
Yes, yeah. It was kind of, I don't know what you're talking about. You cannot be in here. You have to get out immediately. Like, this is the answer.
You know, Lydia, 20 years of Café Zoetrope. When you walk in here, you get an immediate sense of Francis Ford Coppola. You get a sense of the family. You get a sense of the movie history, his love of wine, his journey in life. To walk in here, it's like a living, live, ever-changing museum celebrating the world of Coppola.
Yes, and this is part, you know, also for me is so important, and it's like a big thing about this place. It's not only the food, and it was, you know, what it struck me when I was 18 years old and decided to work in the restaurant business is right here. It's like every little thing is, you know, it have a memory behind it.
Sure.
It's not, we are, you know, in a place that 10 million people came and put something different. It's part of the somebody history. It's part of somebody love, you know.
You know, what I love about it, Mr. Coppola's office is right here. He edited movies right here. He screened movies in the basement here. He dubbed voices from some of the biggest movies and the biggest stars in Hollywood, Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, in this building, voicing parts right below us.
Yes.
And I get goosebumps thinking about the movie history here because that's part of this story.
Yes, this is incredible. And even if sometimes you are like working here and you cannot even remember this part of the thing, like you turn around and there is something that is bringing you back to this thing and to this reality about, oh wow, you know, look at that, this is, you know, look at this photo and look at this moment, and you know, it was wow. Yeah,
pretty fantastic. I know that the food is part of the story, wine is part of the story, and all manner of Coppola wines are served here. Yeah.
Yes, we have wine from right now his four wineries. So we are like in a place as small as you see. We have like you can taste here like wine from his four wineries: the three in California and one in Oregon.
Yeah.
So yes, and then the other thing about, you know, Mr. Coppola is like, okay, everybody knows him as a movie director, but not a lot of people try his wine. Mm-hmm. And every time you try a wine, I say, and the wines are good too. Come on.
That's the thing. See, this guy can make movies. He can also make great wine. Francis Ford Coppola also has a few resorts in different parts of the world. And I just got back recently from Belize, Blancano, the resort there, Blancano Lodge. And you have the joyful job of going out there every year and just checking in with the chefs, with Ms. Ma. They refer to the chef there as Ms. Ma. And you work with them on some of the pasta dishes. Because here I am in Belize, first time in the country, on my first night. I'm excited. I check into the resort, and I'm going to have some Belizean food. The only restaurant open is the Italian restaurant. And here I am in the jungle, and I'm eating gnocchi. It's okay. I was happy. I was happy to eat it. But how fun is that, to go to Belize and work with the team there, the chefs there, and share your passion and Francis's passion and make sure that those recipes are on point, right?
Yes, it's amazing. And also, for me, it was amazing to discover, like, first, the properties there that they are like, you could see, they are like a paradise. And then, like you say, in the middle of the jungle, you have a beautiful pizza oven.
Probably the only pizza oven in Belize.
Yes, and like Francis said, he brought the first cappuccino, like coffee machine, like the first espresso coffee machine to Belize.
Yeah.
But he brought his passion from, you know, like his Italian food and his family recipe to Belize.
Yeah.
Like all the people working right there, they're local, they're from Belize, so they don't have a lot of experience with Italian food, and of course they don't know exactly, and they don't have the, you know, the pleasure and the gift that I have, that can have Francis here very often to check on the food and the recipes. So they, you know, they want to be sure that they are following exactly what he wants.
Sure. And we know he knows what he wants. Directors have to make decisions quickly, and they have to be decisive. And I know he's a man who knows what he wants. Lydia, for those who've never been here to Café Zoetrope, North Beach, San Francisco, sum up the experience here. What is a visit here to Café Zoetrope all about?
First, as you have a great like story behind every little thing here. even like the building is amazing itself. Like to be
the Flatiron, the green Flatiron. You see the Transamerica in the distance, but this stunning, stunning architectural wonder and beauty in green that lights up at night. It looks like a Parisian cafe. It even has the revolving door as you walk inside. There's a great vibe here.
Yeah, so to have only the pleasure to be sitting in this like very special building is something. And then to start to discover little by little, you know, if you get your time and start to discover the food, you know, start to chat with regulars and see the whole story behind every little thing here is very special. And feel the authenticity behind it, whatever Francis was putting here.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you for sharing your time, your passion, your joy. And I never eat alone, so we have to take a bite. One more dish, one more reminder. This dish on the menu is called?
The Malfatti.
That's it. So, folks, do yourself a favor. Come on, Lydia, eat with me. Here we go. And the ingredients of the dish are?
It's ricotta cheese, spinach, parmesano reggiano, and there is a sausage, tomatoes, and cream.
Oh, my gosh. Friends, do yourself a favor. Oh, my word. Come here to Café Zoetrope. Come for breakfast. Stay for lunch. Stay for happy hour and then for dinner. 7 days a week. And while you're here, enjoy all manner of Coppola wines. Lydia, chin chin to you.
Chin chin.
Happy 20th.
Happy 20 year to every all our, you know, followers and all our guests and customers that have been with us for a long, long time.
Well, yeah. To Lydia, to Café Zoetrope, happy 20th. To Francis Ford Coppola, thank you for sharing your passion and your vision. Come have a seat at the table here, folks. We're going to share the recipe with you and tell you more of the Café Zoetrope story. Go to kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.